Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, family? We are back for another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, best-selling author and TEDx speaker. And here at the Speak Your Success Podcast, one thing we strive on providing is giving you strategy. We strive on providing you self-help. But ultimately, we want to get you to where you desire to be in your life around the area of success. So we're here today, and I was going back and forth on the topic. I was like, man, what am I going to talk about? I want to name it a Yanla Fix My Life. And I was like, nah, we're not going to do that. Then I was about to name it something else. And then yesterday, I'm on the way. Well, I wasn't even on the way yet, but I'm in the car. Rewind. Boop, boop, boop. I'm in my house and I'm doing a workout tape. One of those 20-minute get right workout tapes. You can laugh if you want to. It's perfectly fine. But I guarantee you, after you do that 20-minute video, you will be exhausted, if not on the floor, because I didn't even complete all the exercises. And I used to play college basketball and a little bit of semi-pro, but it's not about that. I was exhausted and I had to cut it off. I was like, wait, I got to get out of here because I lost track of time. And then as I began to look, I said, ooh, I got to get in the shower. I got to get dressed and I got to get everything ready to go in like 5 minutes. Don't ask me how I made it happen, but we made it happen is all you need to know. And then I'm getting ready to run out to the car, lock up the house, getting ready to run out to the car. Shirt, check. Shoes, check. Okay, camera, check. We're ready to go. And then before I could even calculate it, my phone, it was like it was going in slow motion. It was like, no. Boom. 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 My phone is sitting there face down on the concrete. I wanted to pause, but I didn't have time. We had to keep going. I looked. And then there was shattered glass on my iPhone. The title of today's episode is Shattered Glass, right? And it was funny because as I was sitting there looking at my phone, I wanted to be mad. I wanted to be upset. I had some feelings. I felt a certain type of way, if you will. But then I began to realize that I couldn't allow shattered glass to ruin the evening. Because I was getting ready to go to my best friend and my brother, his birthday party. His 32nd birthday party was yesterday. Had a birthday dinner. It was really nice. We got to go to V Eats. He rented out the building. Boom. We made it happen. It was pretty dope. Tried some vegan dishes and it was delicious. It was really delicious. And I'll be the first one to tell you that I am nothing near a vegan at all. However, the meals that they had provided and the way that the chef just catered to us, man, he makes me definitely want to return and go back. But so I was sitting there and I was mad. I was like, dang, man. And then I began to reflect. I started thinking, well, you know, how often do we get so mad and so upset because something doesn't go our way? But even outside the lines of that, I would just want us to think for a second. Like if your phone shattered and then you couldn't even use your phone for 2 weeks, how would you really feel about yourself? Right? Because as I was thinking, the first thing I was thinking is like, oh, I want to get it repaired. But then if I go get it repaired, then I'll be without my phone for this day. And a lot of you all, just similar to me, I'm sure, live off of our phone. You know, Instagram, Twitter, social media, all those things. We call people, we text people. Daily communication and people transfer money. Like million-dollar transactions are happening through a phone. Emails, scheduling, calendars, all those good things. And then I got in the space and I was like, God, this sucks. But once again, I had to realize that I could not allow shattered glass to ruin the evening. So let's go ahead and move on. Also, I was doing a little bit of research because I wanted to just see how many times Americans check their phone. And I believe this survey was done in 2012. So the numbers have drastically increased since then, I'm sure, because more phones are coming out. They're coming out faster and more people are wanting phones. But NBC News, right? NBC News said Americans check their phone about 80 times a day. That's once every 12 minutes. And that's on average. And I know I check my phone at least 5 to 10 times every 12 minutes at least. Because you know when you come through with the Instagram notification, somebody comes through with the DM, somebody hits you with the mention, or you get a tweet, you have to respond back. And then what happens? You get another tweet. So then that ultimately ends up you checking your phone 5 minutes and 5 times in 3 minutes, right? Crazy, crazy, crazy. So I just wanted to give us just 3 takeaways from me shattering my phone, right? 3 takeaways. The first thing that I really took away and I realized, I noticed that my mood could have ruined the birthday experience for everybody else. Because how many times have we been in a situation where something upsets us and what's the saying? Misery loves company. So therefore, if you're upset, you want everybody else to be upset with you in your upsetness. You want to sit there and you want to pout. Say, look at me. I'm mad. Be mad. Ask me what's wrong because I'm mad. And so should you be. You can't have a happy day. You can't have a good day because I'm upset. And then taking time to reflect on that. This quote that I just pulled, it says, don't allow your painful moment to affect everybody else's experience, because misery loves company. It can be so easy. You see somebody else happy, you want to drag them down. Let them be happy. Let them be happy. Because if it was me, the old me would have pouted until somebody specifically asked me, what's wrong, Jonathan? And then they would have shifted the attention my way. And then I would have won because everybody would have been paying attention to me because I like attention. I'm not going to lie to you. I can appreciate a little bit of attention. I can appreciate it. But hello, I'm an adult now. And I had to realize that it wasn't about me. So I had to get off myself. Get it together, grouch. So I had to get it together and then I had to move on from there. Number two, you can't be angry and fully present at the same time. How many times have you been upset and then it's like you see red like a bull? And then next thing you know, nothing else matters except you being upset and you wanting to take it out on that person or you wanting to address this issue with that person. And all these things, you know, can take away from that experience, can take away from you being fully present and you being able to immerse yourself in celebrating somebody else. It was my best friend's birthday last night. So it was about him. It was us celebrating him, not people taking the time to ask me about my broke screen phone. That's not what it was about. So I had to get my mind right before I even got out the car. Because I wanted to be a participant of the party. I didn't want to just be a spectator. I wanted to enjoy and take part in celebrating him. So therefore, I had to realize that experiences don't happen every day. Experiences like this specifically don't happen every day. People don't have 30-second birthdays every single day. Well, not the same person has them every single day. So I wanted to be able to enjoy myself and I had to brush those feelings off when I got out the car. I drove down drove down 35, headed down to V's Eats. So it's probably like a 30-40 minute drive. I was silent the whole time. My boy Sam was riding shotgun and I was sitting there just silent. And if anybody knows Sam, Sam is really positive. Sam is a master encourager. He was like, don't worry about it, Jay. You know, you can go ahead and get you another phone. Don't worry about it. And I was like, Sam, but I want this phone. He was like, nah, don't worry about it, bro. You got it. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. And I was like, nah, Sam, it won't. So I had to just shake that feeling off so that I could position myself to be present in the situation at the birthday party. And then number three, I had to remind myself that that is literally just a phone. You can get another phone, John, but these special moments will be missed if you allow yourself to get wrapped up in the me complex. Me, 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 poor me, poor me, thinking that the world revolves around me. I know it's your birthday, but what about me, right? So I had to focus on the fact that it was just a phone. This is an object. This is a material. This can be repurchased again, but my best friend will not have another 30-second birthday party. So I just wanted us to take time and just learn from me shattering my phone. Yeah, because I think a lot of lessons should be taken from it because the way that my bank account set up and the way that phones cost. So somebody has to get a life lesson out of this or something, because if not, I got one. So anyway, friends, be sure to make sure that you connect with us. Give us a mention on Instagram and on Twitter at SYS Podcast 1 so we know that you're listening and so that we can shout you out. And if you leave an Apple review, you can have an opportunity to be the Apple review of the week. We're actually going to do two on Friday because last week I did not do any. So we were slipping, but we're going to get two Apple reviews on this Friday. So we want to make sure that we have the opportunity to connect with you. Once again, it's SYS Podcast 1 on Twitter and Instagram, or you can use the hashtag SYSP. We want to be able to put a name with your face so we can show you love by your name. And we might even just retweet a picture of you one day, just depending on how we feel. So, but the final thought I want to just leave you with is just always remember that when trouble strikes, you always have a choice. So will you choose to be upset and hold on to this feeling? Poor me. Or will you take the time and attack this feeling head on to move forward? Because the choice is ultimately yours. And I had to suck it up. I had to put on my big boy britches and I had to live my life yesterday. Now I'm looking at my cracked iPhone screen, but I'm going to get another phone because I allowed myself to understand that, man, it's just a phone. Move on. Life goes on. Don't give it that much energy. It doesn't even require that much energy. It doesn't deserve that much energy. So life is too short to be crying over shattered phones. You saw what I did there. Okay. Anyway, friends, thank you for taking the time to tune in. This Friday, we're going to be dropping the episode that was entitled 21 Questions. However, the response was so amazing. It's like 30 questions that you all sent in. So I'm going to take some time. I'm going to type up some responses and I'm going to answer those questions one by one. I'm not going to mention the people who specifically said their specific question, but I will give you a mention as well as give you a shout out on Instagram and Twitter. Just so people can know who the faithful listeners of the podcast are. And just so people can, you know, connect with you as well. So friends, we're going to unpack some questions tomorrow, going from a wide variety of questions. Some people asked about who my mentors were. Some people asked about how do I determine my speaking fee. Other people asked what gets me motivated in the morning. What's my workout regimen? And also somebody took the time to ask, what was my transformation like in my walk with God? So this is going to be good. This is going to be some good stuff on Friday. And I have to get on my homework, which is making sure that I get all these things answered quickly and as well as efficiently so I can give you all the answers that you asked to the question. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and get ready to close out the show. Remember, friends, feel free to like, share, and review the podcast in order to help the podcast further add value to YOU. And we're going to close out the show. If you would like to submit a topic or you believe in what we're doing at the podcast and you want to sponsor the podcast, shoot an email to Jonathan@JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. And of course, for booking me for an event or to purchase a copy of Process, visit JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. And friends, we always close out the show the same way. Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?